Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a great story from Wombi entitled The Blessing. Background music by Smart Sound. David was understandably nervous. Not so much because he was most likely going to die, he had accepted that, but because the desires of his entire region now rested on his shoulders. A series of grueling clashes had determined that he was the greatest warrior in the entire perennial coast. Now, the time had come to test his mettle against combatants from all the other regions in New Britannia. The contestants slowly made their way into the cave that led to the marshalling room. Evenly spaced around the edge of the room were a number of cage doors. Although firmly shut, that did not prevent the blood-curdling sound of deep-throated snarls and growls escaping from the cages and echoing throughout the chamber. In the center of the room, there were two platforms. If two combatants could each simultaneously hold one of the platforms for 10 seconds, then they would both be transported to the supplicant room. At that point, the cage doors would all open, and those left behind would be torn to shreds by immensely powerful beasts. Once inside the marshalling room, each contestant sought a position that they hoped might give them some advantage. A loud thump signaled the closing of the entrance door, and simultaneously David felt the tickle of rushing air as he instinctively twisted to one side to avoid an arrow. Glancing toward the source of the projectile, he saw an archer impaled on a halberd. Fierce hand-to-hand battles had broken out at each of the two platforms, and it was clear that no contestant was going to be able to hold either of the platforms until most were either dead or incapacitated. Taking advantage of the confusion, David cast an invisibility spell and stood behind a large tank in plate armor, who was too busy casting heals on himself to notice David. Finally, the number of uninjured fighters had dwindled to 5, which quickly became 4 as the tank suddenly body-slammed the occupant of the nearest platform and took his place. The other platform was held by a mage who was using chain lightning to hold back challengers. Still invisible, David quietly stepped behind the tank and slit his throat, at the same time propping him up so that he seemed alive. Now there were 3 able combatants, but the mage had run out of reagents. The one uninjured survivor who had not managed to secure a platform saw his chance and threw himself at the mage, decapitating him with a well-placed swing of his two-handed sword. As the swordsman stepped on a platform, he turned and glared at the tank for 10 long seconds, after which the cage doors burst open and scores of hungry beasts rushed towards the dead and dying. David was spared seeing the result, as both he and the swordsman were transported to opposite ends of the supplicant room.
"Brave warriors, you have been found worthy, but know that only one can receive my blessing, and that I require in return a human life. One of you must die."
The message from the deity was clear. Still invisible, David let the dead tank crumple to the floor.
"Aha!" cried the swordsman. "You see that? I claim your blessing, as is my right."
"I fear you are mistaken," replied the deity, as the swordsman felt David's blade plunge into his back.
Finally, with the invisibility spell wearing off, David spoke up. "It appears I am the only survivor. I, therefore, on behalf of the perennial coast, claim what is rightfully ours." The deity chuckled as she replied,
"Indeed you are. With a wave of this spoon, I hereby grant you the right to select next week's playlist for Avatar's Radio."
"Whoa," replied David. "No more disco and country and westerns."
"You're welcome," replied the deity.
Echoes. 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 From the caverns. is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tickle. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, Asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.